Christmas was a dull day for many of Zimbabwe's civil servants who did not receive their December or previous month's salaries as expected. Earlier promises by government to pay salaries and end-of-year bonuses before Christmas for civil servants like teachers were dashed with an announcement that salaries will only be paid this Tuesday, December 29th, and next Tuesday on January 5th, 2016. Those on next year's pay list include nurses, doctors, and government officials. Richard Gundane, chairman of the Apex Council, which represents government workers, says that delays are frustrating.
It's a very unwelcome development. A lot of the workers have been speaking out. A lot of the unions have been speaking out against it. At a time when all the workers were expecting that by this time they would work and receive their bonuses.
Despite their delayed payments of salaries, Gundane says many are still hopeful of getting their promised bonuses as well.
We keep on anticipating that there should be a bonus. So we have been talking about this in the past 2 months. We've been talking to government that they come out clear and clean on the dates when these bonuses are going to be received.
But some economists are doubtful that government can meet its pay obligation to workers because it does not have the money. Independent economic analyst Philip Chichoni says much of the money in the country is circulating in the informal sector from which the government cannot access revenue in the form of taxes.
Because we can only get money from taxes, so if companies are not making profit, they don't pay much tax. So there is no way the government can raise money. And then the problem is that the informal market do not pay taxes. So if they get honest that money, then they can't get it from there.
Independent economic commentator Rejoice Ngwenya, however, says revenue is not the issue for the government but mismanagement. Ngwenya says the government has to find ways to generate money to run the country efficiently.
We should generate enough revenue for this government to sustain itself. A $4 billion budget that was done by Chinamasa a month ago with $3.8 billion going to receive the salaries. But the money was not there. It was a theoretical budget. It shows how clueless this regime is, and it's incumbent upon those people that are employed by this government to start looking at alternative action. The bad news to civil servants is that this situation will never improve until we solve the problem. The problem is not in the government's inability to attract money. The problem is in the inability of this government to create policies that are conducive to create civilized monetary environment.
The closure of companies as well as government and private company layoffs this year has left an estimated 85% of the population unemployed, though government argues it's just 10%. Whatever the argument or reason for government's inability to pay its workers, many workers are cautiously optimistic for their much-awaited pay. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, D.C., this is Chris Gande.